a proud sponsor of the FFA organization. I'm here with Jim Douglas. He's part of the Indiana Soybean Alliance. Tell me more about your involvement.
Well, we're just proud to be a sponsor of this great event. And, you know, what better place could we put some money to sponsor these young folks that will be leading our industry in not only corporations, but also farming. So we're very, very proud to sponsor this.
Now, were you an FFA member yourself?
I was, yes. That's been a long time ago, and I was thinking back about that, and the interesting part of judging, livestock judging, comes to mind, and doing the oral reasons and so forth. And gosh, we were young kids at that age, you know.
There's so much involvement in FFA to do. There's career developments, there's leadership development events. What have you really found that FFA gives opportunities to a lot of different students?
I think a tremendous chance to excel and succeed that all young kids need. And that's just another opportunity to plow their efforts and, to cultivate their education and interest and young people in agriculture.
Well, there is definitely a lot of future opportunities. Did you know you're going to be at the place that you're at today?
Oh, no idea. No, but it is an honor to be here and see this and see all the young people that participate. And the membership of FFA has grown so much that there's a chapter in all five of our county high schools. We were down to one. And so it's had a tremendous turnaround the last 10 years.
Well, we thank you for your support to the National FFA organization. That was Jim Douglas, a representative from Indiana Corn and Soybean. We are proud for their sponsorship of the National FFA organization. I'm Michelle Stangler, a reporter with National FFA.